Oh, thank you.
Hello and welcome to the Travel Feel Good podcast for Westwood One UK. Now this week it's 2021, isn't it? 2020's gone. Bye bye 2020. Hello 2021. Oh look, I'm still in tier 4. Oh no, nothing's changed. And welcome to series 4. Yes, you didn't know that the last episode was the last in the series, did you? No, this is like series 4. I've decided for some stupid reason that 18 episodes in a series would be alright. That's a good number. Right, you care. It's just continuous, isn't it? You don't care. You know, I watch the wrestling and they say, this is a series premiere. I thought, well, it's on every week. Every week of every month of the year. Why is this a series premiere for? It's not a series premiere, it's not. Anyway, this week's guest is Lee Mack. You know, the one off Would I Lie to You with the upstart crow and that man who is a little bit like Steve Coogan, but not as good, is he? He does a small man in the box, doesn't he?
Oh, hello. Hello, I'm a small man in the box.
Everyone loves that, don't they? They all love the small man in the box, don't they?
Oh, get me out. Get me out of the box. Oh, no. I'll get me out of the box. Oh, no.
Because Angus Deaton used to be on it, but no one remembers that, do they? No one remembers. I remember. So, Lee Mack has been in Dick Whittington. Turn around, Dick Whittington. Become the Mayor of London and then become the Prime Minister like Boris did. He actually is Dick Whittington, isn't he? He's proper Dick Whittington. The sketch show, that was with Tim Vine and Ronnie Ancona, who I've met at the Underbelly. And I don't keep banging on about the Underbelly. No, I don't. I know it was 2 years ago now, but I don't care. I'm going to bang on about it. And Rory Bremner was there. And Armstrong and Miller. And Hal Cruttington. Yeah. So, shut up. They did an American version called Kelsey Grammers Presents the Sketch Show. And Lee Mack was in that as well. That's sort of like Red Dwarf, wasn't it? When they said, oh, we'll do an American version of Red Dwarf. We'd take one of the cast. Right, we'll take you, Crichton. You can be in it because you sound Canadian already. And then they did it with the IT crowd. It's not called the IT crowd because the joke is the fact that it's a pun on the word IT crowd, so it can't be called the IT crowd, it's the IT crowd. I don't care what the marketing was before the series started years ago, it's the IT crowd. National Treasures, he was in National Treasures, he played Lee Mack for 2 episodes. Very hard work, isn't it? Being Lee Mack. How did he do it? I don't know how he did it. He was in Outnumbered, the show where the adults can't look after the kids, so they just run amok. Don't they? They're really very mouthy. Very mouthy and they're very rude, aren't they? You're not my real dad. That's the kind of thing they say, isn't it? Yeah, sort of. Doctor Who? Oh, is he in Doctor Who? And he was with Jodie Whittaker.
Oh, Doctor. Oh, no, Doctor. I'm going to leave now.
You're going to leave? Please leave. Please leave. I know the Christmas special, sorry, festive special wasn't that bad, but please leave, Jodie. Please leave.
Oh, but if I leave, then you won't be able to take the piss out of me every week.
Oh, yeah, that's true, isn't it? Yeah. Please stay, Jodie. Please stay. I need some material.
Oh, and then Bradley Walsh went away, and then the other one, we both left, and now they're going to have John Bishop.
I'm John Bishop, and I got a phone call saying we'd like to be in Doctor Who. And I said, yes. They said you can be down with a van. I said, that rhymes. They said, yeah, no, it does. It rhymes. I thought, oh, well, there's no gigs at the moment, so I might as well go in this. Is Russell T Davies writing it? No. Oh, bollocks.
Horrible Histories, the movie. You know what the best kids' programme was, don't you? It was Maid Marian and the Merry Men. It was Blackadder for kids, wasn't it? It got Tom Robbins. Oh, I almost said Tommy Robinson. Tommy Robinson wasn't in it. Tony Robinson was in it. Completely different show with Tommy Robinson in it. Tony Robinson in it. He was being the sheriff of Nottingham, and he had the fat bloke in it from Brushstrokes, didn't you? And oh, you had Cat from Red Dwarf. All these kids today going, oh, Horrible History is the best show ever. No, it wasn't. It was Maid Marian and Merry Men.
Marian, why don't you carry on with what you're doing? Horses always. Oh,
Semi-detached? Oh, that is the show he does. It's in real time. It's in real time. He's like, I don't do any editing. It's just show you in real time. You know what I feel about real time dramas? The 24s. Yes, Jack Bauer. 24 episodes to solve a mystery. No. Sherlock, hour and a half. Doc Martin finds out what the illness is in an hour. In an hour. Well, 45 minutes, you cut the brakes out. He's even quicker. He does, at the beginning, he does some diagnosis that isn't right, which you know it's not going to be the right one until the end. In the middle, you know, there's sort of the middle diagnosis. You're like, no, that's not the right one. We've got another half an hour yet. No, no, no. Go back to the drawing board. Go on. Go on, Martin Clunes. Go back. I love Doc Martin. Oh, I watch all these series on Netflix. Sod it. No, Doc Martin. Not going out, but they are going out now. They wasn't going out. Now they are going out. I watched the Christmas special and Bobby Bowl in it. God bless him. Rock on, Tommy. I wear braces as well. The Frank Skinner show. I used to like it because he had the old ladies and the old men. Is a band, wasn't it? They used to sing songs, didn't they? Was it Frank Skinner show? Frank Skinner show. Here we are for the Frank Skinner show. I think it's all over. Oh, that is a poor man's version of the superior A League of Their Own. A League of Their Own is miles better, isn't it? It got James Corden on it. Anything with James Corden makes it better, doesn't it? And Jack Whitehall and Jamie Redknapp. And he used to be married to Louise Redknapp, who was naked. She was naked, yeah. Yeah, Trev, have a go at Mrs. Brown's boys for stealing old jokes. You've just done one from Vicar of Dibley, haven't you? Yes, yes. I did. Hugo comes in and goes, oh, I like her, she's naked, or something like that. I watched the 8 out of 10 Cats Christmas special, and it had Sean Locke on it, and John Richardson. On the 8 out of 10 Cats Christmas special, Joe Wilkinson was a big fat suit, and he's just like stuffing up his bum. It's very funny. And he's trying to bend down and pick stuff up. Just put someone in a fat suit. That is comedy gold. It's comedy gold, it is. I know I'm sounding sarcastic, but it was funny. New Paul O'Grady show. Forget the old Paul O'Grady show. The new Paul O'Grady show. Exactly the same as the old Paul O'Grady show, but it's got new at the beginning because it was on a different channel. I don't know. He did a lot of wife swapping, didn't he? He was on ITV, then he was on Channel 4, then he went back to Channel 4, then he went back to ITV. More money in it, just more money. Oh, you don't want to give me enough money. I'm going to go somewhere else. Bye-bye. Off I go. Charlotte Shirt Show. Yeah. Yeah, it was good, wasn't it? It was good. I like Charlotte Shirt Show. I did, I've got nothing else to say about it. 8 out of 10 cats, yeah, it's good, isn't it? I want to be in Dictionary Corner on 8 out of 10 cats does countdown. Because I could be the funny bearded weirdo in the corner. That's all they use, isn't it? Funny bearded weirdos. They have, what's his name? John Kearns, who isn't a character. He just puts glasses on and that's it. That's all he does. He's not a character. Who's the other one? David O'Doherty, weirdo, he's in the corner, isn't he? Adam Buxton, not so weird, but got a beard, so you have to be in the corner. Loads of people. I want to be the weirdo, the weirdy beardy in the corner. Who wants to be a millionaire? Yeah, it's changed hands now, isn't it? He announced Clarkson, and he makes rude comments before the break, doesn't he?
Do you want to buy some toilet duck? Yes, we're going for a break. The best toilet duck in the world.
I saw Jeremy Clarkson on telly. That TV show he did over Christmas. It was very rude. It was very rude. I think it was... I was trying to check if it was written by the Dawson brothers. It wasn't. Because it was funny. That's how you can tell. That's how you can tell when it's written, not written by the Dawson brothers. I hate the Dawson brothers. Oh, we write for David Walliams. Why can't David Walliams write for himself? Sorry. I'm having a rant there. He went on the Jack Whitehall and his dad's show.
Oh, Jack. Oh, stop saying things that are scripted.
Stop it, Dad! Stop saying things that are scripted!
Oh, but I want to say the things that are scripted.
Feeling Your Nuts Comedy Night? Oh, damn, I'm so annoyed that last week when we talked about John Barrowman being in The Untouchables that I didn't say anything about touching your balls. It would be funny, wouldn't it? Touch your balls, innit? Touch your balls. Touchy balls. The nightly show? Yes, we always have to salute the nightly show. I'm the only person on Earth still talking about it, but I remember, it's like Vietnam. I was there for the 2 weeks it was on. I was there. Duck quacks don't echo. Apparently they do, so the title was pointless. They do quack. They used to unprove things. They should have had some flat earthers on, shouldn't they? Going, oh, try and unprove that it's not flat. Well, look at this map. Look, it's round, isn't it? And not everything is on one side. So it is. Don't live in Discworld like on Terry Pratchett, do you? No, it's an actual circle. Maybe people might say, oh, but it looks like a rugby ball. It doesn't look like a rugby ball. No, stop it. And you're going to be in a new series of Taskmaster, which I watched the other night. The New Year's treat. It had Ryland Clark thingy, whatever his last name is now, Christian Guru Murphy, the actor man, and the woman who's in that new drama thing, Shirley Ballas, that she was on it, and she's filth, isn't she? She was filth, she was being naughty. I wasn't sure when Len Goodman left if she could replace him, but the last series of Strictly, she's been filth. I still would. I was watching The Wheel with Michael McIntyre. You know, they spin celebrities around. It's like Celebrity Squares, but on a Lazy Susan. And Kate Humble was on it. Kate Humble. And her breasts are not small and humble. I thought they were, but they're not. You can definitely see them. I seem to be chatting more about what I watched over Christmas than Lee Mack. Should we ring him up? Hello, Lee Mack. Yeah, it's Trevor. You're meant to do my podcast today. You can't come. Why not? You're not going out. Very funny. I didn't see that coming. That's very funny indeed, isn't it? Come on, what's the real reason? Would I lie to you? No, stop just naming programs you've been in. Stop it, no. I know you're being a little cheeky man, don't you? And saying all the cheeky lines, don't you? It's funny, isn't it? You got to work with the great Bobby Ball, didn't you? Yeah, he's sadly missed Bobby Ball, yes. Yeah, I don't know what else to say to you. You want to do it Monday? No, Tuesday? Wednesday? Thursday? What about Friday? Saturday? Sunday? No, you can't do any of them. Alright. It's a bit silly of me to start recording when I haven't actually confirmed the guest will actually be on. Yeah, it was very stupid. Yeah, it's very stupid. Yeah. Alright, okay, see you later, Lee Mack. Bye-bye. He can't come, he's not coming out. Not staying in, just hanging around with my head in a spin. But there is no need to scream and shout. We're not going out. We are not going out. Anyway, this has been the Trevor Feel Good Podcast for Westwood One, UK. Please subscribe to the podcast. Please buy my t-shirts at trevortees.com. Please buy them. Come on, just buy one. If you buy one, then I'll get the money for it. And then I'll give you the money back. Deal? They're not that bad. They're quite nice. I've got one. I wear it all the time. Well, not all the time. I don't wear it out. But I wear it when I want to. Which is always what you've got to do, isn't it? Just wear it when you want to. Isn't it? I wouldn't wear it like a special occasion or anything. I wouldn't go to out for dinner. Oh, what's that? It's a Trevor Feelgood t-shirt. How is it? Oh, who's Trevor Feelgood? I am. Isn't that a bit egotistical to be wearing your own t-shirt? It is, but it hasn't got my face on it. If it got my face on it, then I'd be like, no, I'm not wearing the t-shirt with my face on it. But text, that's fine, isn't it? That's right, isn't it? It's fine. Anyway, thank you much for listening, and bollocks to a lot of you. Bye-bye.